This morning, the White House said that it's unlikely President George Bush will attend the Republican National Convention tomorrow because of concerns about Hurricane Gustav. Meanwhile, Republican John McCain and his choice for running mate, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, will travel to Jackson, Mississippi today to check on preparations as the storm heads toward land. And Democrat Barack Obama and his running mate, Joe Biden, urged residents in New Orleans and other areas in potential danger to heed the warning of local authorities who've called on them to evacuate. The two presidential hopefuls were on the stump yesterday in battleground states. We have reports on both campaigns. First, from NPR's Scott Horsley with McCain.
John McCain's campaign bus rolled through western Pennsylvania yesterday, coming to a stop at the Consol Energy Baseball Park, where former Governor Tom Ridge was waiting to welcome McCain and his new running mate.
Once a governor, always a governor, you know what I mean? And I didn't have the chance to ever welcome the governor of Alaska to Pennsylvania.
The crowd chanted for Alaska Governor Sarah Palin while waving off the heat with cardboard fans provided by the Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity. John McCain's promised to invest $2 billion a year in cleaner-burning coal, and Ridge says energy would be high on Palin's agenda as well.
Having the governor of an energy-producing state who understands the importance of energy independence, what a great partner for the next president of the United States.
Palin's husband, Todd, works for an oil company on Alaska's North Slope, and just a few days ago, the governor signed a contract for a major new energy pipeline.
We've embarked on a $40 billion natural gas pipeline to help lead America to energy independence.
Palin is an outspoken abortion foe and a lifetime NRA member. Republicans hope she'll energize social conservatives, rural voters, and women like Kathy Daig, who came to the rally from St. Clairsville, Ohio, and carried a bright red sign.
Women for McCain. That's me, and her, and lots of women here.
Palin has been saluting Democrats Geraldine Ferraro and Hillary Clinton for helping pave the way for women in politics. The partisan crowd in rural Pennsylvania greeted Hillary Clinton's name with boos. Overnight polls suggest Palin is actually faring better with men than women, and that women are more skeptical she's ready to be president should anything happen to McCain. Despite those doubts, Palin has added some excitement to the GOP ticket. The McCain campaign says it received $4.7 million from internet donors on the day Palin's selection was announced. Scott Horsley, NPR News.